Today's date is May 26, 2020. Last night I gave a chabur entitled the 1, 5, 10, 12, 14 commandments, and I forgot to tape it, so that's what I am doing now. Shavuos is coming up, celebrating Zman Matan Torateinu, Maimed Har Sinai. So I wanted to discuss specifically the Aseres HaDibros and the numbering of the Aseres HaDibros. So the overall arching, we'll see that the number 10 is mentioned three times in the Chumash. But if you looked in the Sefer HaChinuch, you'll see that there's actually, he quotes documents 14 mitzvos within the Aseres HaDibros. And then I wanted to follow and look at the Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, and the Petuchos and Sumos, the different paragraphs in the Torah. And we'll see that there's three different traditions of how they place those 14 mitzvos within the 10 commandments, the Aseres HaDibros. Then I wanted to, based on a mechilta, you'll see Rabbi Foreman, he takes instead of he boils the Aseres HaDibros down into five different principles. He applies that principle. He connects, you'll see, you know, one and six, and he'll say there's one principle that's affecting on the right side. That principle will affect on the right side on vertical relationships, and how see how that in Anochi Shemalkecha, and how it plays itself out on horizontal relationships with your friends. It would be played out as Lo Sirtzach. So instead of having 10 commandments, we'll end up having five principles, which then will play out on one on each side, ben adam lamakom, ben adam lechavero, and that's how you would get to the number 10. But he boils it down to five, and then he even wanted to distill it maybe even down to one. Then next I will go on to a shir by Yoel ben Nun, where he actually divides the Aseres HaDibros into six and six, and that's how I got to number 12. And lastly, I want to discuss a shir by Rav Yehuda Rock, where he actually, what we consider the Aseres HaDibros from Anochi to Losach mode, he counts as actually only one Dibra. So let's start. So in, as I mentioned in the beginning, that there are three times the Torah uses very specifically the number 10, Aseres HaDvarim. So if you look in Shmos Perek Lamed Dalet, it says Vayichtov al haluchot et divrei habrit Aseret HaDvarim. So you see it's written on the luchos. You see this concept of Brit, which we are going to expand upon a little bit later in the Shir, the Luchot HaBrit put in the Aron HaBrit, but you see the number 10, Aseret HaDvarim. You see that again in Dvarim Perek Lamed Dalet, where all three of those concepts are repeated again, specifically the word Aseret HaDvarim, and then again in Dvarim Perek Yud, again it mentions the phrase Aseret HaDvarim. I once saw someplace that the Shoresh Dalet Bet Reish might mean to lead or to guide. So I think then it means these 10 leading statements, these 10 guiding statements, these 10 guiding utterances, sayings. But it didn't say Aseres HaMitzvot. It doesn't say the 10 mitzvot or the 10 commandments. It says the Aseret HaDibrot. So, but if you, again, as I mentioned, if you look into the Sefer HaChinuch, there are, he counts 14 mitzvot within what we classically call the Aseres HaDibros. The first one being based on Anochi Hashem, he sides with the Rambam against the Bahag in terms of that machlokas is Anochi, if you know, an independent mitzvah or not. You know, the Bahag would say that's not a mitzvah because that's the underlying principle for all mitzvos. You can't be a mitzvah if you don't believe in a mitzvah, so, you know, so if you don't believe in Hashem. But no, the Chinuch sides with the Rambam that the belief in a you know, one independent existence where all other existence is dependent on Hashem, that is the first mitzvah of Anochi. He then, if you then believed in addition to any other deity which has an independent power, then you would be over the second dibro, which would be Lo Yelecha. And then, but if you looked in the Torah, then it says, Los Tishtachav Elohim, Los Avdeim. I'm sorry, Lo Taselecha Pesel, Lo Tishtachav Elohim, Los Avdeim. And the Chinuch counts, adds those three lavim into his count into his count. So Sholol Asa Pesel meant that even if you didn't believe in the Pesel, just by making a Pesel would be Aser. Lo Tishtachavet Lahem meant, again, even if you didn't believe in this deity, but you did one of the four classic forms of Avoda, if you bow down, Hishtachavaya, if you sacrifice, you did Shechita, if you offered Ktoret, or if you did Nisuchamayim, even if you didn't believe in it, then the deity, but you would be over, Lo Tishtachavet Lahem, Lo Ta'avdeim, would mean that if that deity had its own form of avoda, like we know the Baal Peor, if you defecated in front of the Baal Peor, that was its service, or Marculus, I think you threw a rock at that deity. So let's say you don't believe in the Baal Peor, and you actually want to do that form of avoda, not as a form of service, you know, but as to show that you're mocking the Baal Peor. But if you did that action, which how it was normally served, then you would be over the lav of Losa Avdeim. So there was the extra three in the Sefer Chinuch counting, and then the fourth was the in the mitzvah as of not only Kiddush on Shabbos, but there was also, it says, Losa Sakom Malacha, so there's also a lav of Isser Malacha, so there you added on four extra lavim into the, in addition to the 10, and that's why, how you get to the number 14 within the Aseret HaDibros. The number 10, though, is very interesting of how they fit these 14 mitzvos into the Aseret HaDibros. And if you looked at the Tam Elyon or Tam Tachton or the Psuchos and Stumos, we'll see three different traditions of how to place the 14 mitzvos within the Aseret HaDibros. What's very important for this year is that I'm basing the Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton text on the text that I found in the Musar Rav Kook edition of Toras Chaim, Mikros Gedolos. Those are those tall, thin, blue Mikros Gedolos put up by Musar Rav Kook. And Rav Breuer, this is Rav Breuer's idea, is Rav Mordechai Breuer's idea, found in a shir that brought down by his Talmud, Rav Yehuda Rak. He felt that Musar Rav Kook's edition was a more exact and correct representation of the Tam Elyon Tam Tachton. Specifically, if you looked and try to find within the art scroll, it's broken up slightly differently, so you won't be able to follow. But if in the in this edition, in the Musar Rav Kook edition, the Tam Elyon has after the first pasuk of Anochi Shamalkecha Sheotzeisicha Me'aretz Yisrael Beis Avadim has a self pasuk. That is one. That's where the first pasuk ends, and the second pasuk begins at Lo Yelacha and goes all the way to with one long run on sentence to the third commandment of Lo Tisa. So again, the Tam Elyon divides the first pasuk, stands on its own, that's Anochi, and then Lo Yia goes all the way, is a run-on, all the way to Lo Tisa. However, if you looked at the Tam Tachton, and it's written as Anochi Shem Elokecha Sheotzeisicha Me'aretz Yisrael Beis Avadim, that's just an Esnachta, and the pasuk continues, Lo Yia Lecha Elokim Achrim Al Panai. So the first pasuk in Tam Tachton actually includes what we classically think of as the first two dibros of Anochi and Lo Yiyah. And again, we'll see this based on, as a basis in Chazal, in the Sifri. Let's do that now. As I mentioned on the next page in the source sheets, this is the breakdown of the Tam Elyon. As I mentioned, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheotzeisicha Me'aretz Yisrael Beis Avadim ends as in a sof pasuk. That's the first dibra, and then Lo Yiyah starts the second dibra, but includes Lo Tesa Lechol Pesel, Lo Tishtachavel Lahem, Lo Ta'avdeim. And then it even continues with a reason, like these theologic statements of that have describing Hashem as a Kelkana, as a jealous God. He's poked, he takes an accounting for his sonai, and he does chesed to his ohavai. So all that in the Tam Elyon And the Masada Rav Kook edition is one pasuk. So how the Tam Elyon broke it up is one mitzvah of Anochi, and then Lo Yiyah plus the other three lavim of Lo Taseh Lecha Pesa, Lo Tishtachaveh Lehem, Lo Ta'avdein. So if you had to give a reason and think about the principle guiding that breakdown, you would say that it was more the positive mitzvahs versus the negative mitzvahs. He has the positive mitzvahs of Anochi versus all the lavim of Lo Yelecha, Lo Taselcha, Pesa, Lo Tishtachaveh Lehem, and Lo Ta'avdein. However, if you moved on now to the next page in the source sheets of Tam Tachton, and I break it down, as I mentioned there, the first pasuk doesn't end till after Lo Yelecha Elokim Echim Al Panai. That's where the Sof Pasuk comes along. So it includes Anochi and Lo Yelecha in the first Dibra. And then the second Dibra doesn't start. Starts at the Lo Taseh Lecha Pesel, then it mentions in the second Dibra, mentions the Lo Taseh Lecha Pesel, Lo Tishtachaveh Lehem, and Lo Ta'avdein. So it's broken more like two and then three. If you had to give a reason for that breakdown, and I apologize, this breakdown of the Tam Tachton, if I mentioned, is based on the Sifri. I don't know if I mentioned that. The first breakdown, as where Anochi stands alone, that's based on a Mechilta. So the Mechilta would agree that Anochi, that was the Tam Elyon, where it's based on alone. I'm sorry if I was a little confused. And the Tam Tachton, as I'm mentioning now, which combines Anochi and Lo Yiyah, we're going to see is based on a Sifri. But if you had to think about the logic behind that, then the breakdown would be Anochi and Lo Yiyah are more faith-based mitzvos, so they combine the two over there, and the action-based mitzvos of Lo Taseh Lecha Pesa, Lo Tishtachaveh Lehem, and Lo Ta'avdein, that would then break up the following three mitzvos. So that's how the Tam Tachton would break it up. As I mentioned, it has a source in the Sifri in Bamidbar Pasha Shlach, Piska Kuf Yud Bet. It says Rabbi Shmuel Omer Bavarazora Kasuv Medaber Shenemar Ki Devar Hashem Baza. It was you have scorned the Devar Hashem. So the Sifri says Shebiza Ed Dibor Harishon Shenemar Lemoshim Piagvura Anochi Hashem Alokecha Lo Yelecha Lokim Achrim Al Panai. So the Sifri says that the Bor HaRishon includes Anochi and Lo Yelecha. So this would be a proof for how the Tam Tachton breaks it up, because again, the Tam Tachton took Anochi Shem Elokecha Shotzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim Esnachta, not the end of the Pasuk, and Lo Yelecha Elokim Echorim Al Panai, that's where the Sof Pasuk comes. It combined those two into one Dibra, and again, we were saying that maybe the distinction was faith-based, those two, versus the action-based Lavim, which would follow in the second Dibra. How the, then turning the page on the next source sheet, it goes how I broke it down for Stumot and Ptuchot. You know that if you looked in the Sefer Torah, there are paragraphs, and how the Torah signifies a paragraph is that there's space, you know, either continues, it's a Ptucho, or it continues that space, empty space, continues all the way to the end of the line, and then the new paragraph starts right below it, or it's Ptucho, I mean, there's a space, and then the new paragraph starts towards, you know, towards the, you know, towards the end of that line, and then continues to the line beneath it. So that's how those spaces of how the Torah breaks down paragraphs. And if you looked at that division, you would see that starting with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, through Lo Yelecha, through Lo Taseh Lecha Pesel, Lo Tishtachaveh Lehem, Lo Ta'avdein, then including all the faith-based statements of Kel Kana, Hashem is a Kel Kana, Pokeda Avon, Lesonayin, Chesed Lo Avai, all that is included in one paragraph in a Sefer Torah, and that's where the paragraph ends. So if all that is considered one Dibra, because you'll see that the Ses of Dibras are now broken up into 10 paragraphs, but if that's all one Dibra, then you would only have 9. So if you looked at the division of paragraphs in the Sefer Torah, it actually broke up Losach Mod and said Losach Mod Beit Re'echa, that's a Stuma, that's one paragraph. And then a whole nother paragraph is Losach Mod Eshet Re'echa V'Avdov Amatov V'Shorov V'Chamorov V'Chol Ashel Re'echa. So that's how you would get to 10. What was probably pushing, according to Rav Breuer, this Masorah would be that, you know, you have those faith-based statements in the first Dibra of Hashem being Kel Kana, Pokena, you know, Avon Avos, Losonai, and Chesed Lo Avai. Why would you think that only applies either to the latter ones? Why would that apply to Los Tishachaveh, Lota Avdeim, and Lota Selcha Pesel? It should apply also to Anochi and Lo Yelacha. But the way that we did the Tam Elyom and Tam Tachton, well, for sure, both it didn't apply to, it separated those faith-based statements from Anochi, and the Tam, and one of them they also separated from Lo Yelacha. So maybe this Masorah was bothered that those faith-based statements were separated from those first or second Dibra, and therefore it wanted to group them all together, and therefore then it had to separate the Los Achmo. The first, the Tam Elyom and Tam Tachton, would be more bothered by saying, why are you spinning Los Achmo? You know, especially because if you looked in the Aseret Dibros and Dvarim, there, it, you know, it changed the order. While here it says in Yisro, it says Los Achmo Beis Reyecha, and then it goes Eishas Reyecha. In Dvarim, it then says Eishas Reyecha first, and then goes to, you know, to the possessions. And, you know, so therefore, it, you know, it seems a little bit more interchangeable, and then, and, you know, at least the way we were doing it, Tam Elyon, we had a Dibra can encompass many mitzvahs, but here you're trying to take one mitzvah and separate it over two Dibros. That seemed a little bit more difficult. And then why the split? You know, in one Dibra, and then it becomes, and then you're flipping 9 and 10. You know, why would you then flip the order of the Dibros? So they found that difficult, and that's why they wanted to keep Los Achmo only as one Dibra. So that flowed more easily. And then they made the division, as I mentioned before, the Tam Elyon maybe made the division where Anochi stands alone because it was a positive commandment. And then Lo Yielecha, along with the other three of Lo Taselcha Pesel, Lo Tishtachavelehem, Lo Tavdeim, would then be grouped in the second Dibra, because those are more, you know, action-based lavim, or the Tam Tachton would take the first two together, and because those were faith-based, you know, mitzvos, and therefore they're in one dibra by itself, followed by the action-based dibrot of the other three. So that would be the division by the Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, and Stumot and Petuchot. I thought that was interesting. This was ideas, I think, like Rav Yehuda Rak quoted from his Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Breuer, trying to give reasons of how the different traditions took the 14 mitzvahs and put it into the Aseres HaDibros. Now I wanted to turn the page to the next page on the source sheet. And there on the top is the Mechilta that I mentioned. The Mechilta where very clearly, which was more like the Tam Elyon, which treated Anochi as the first Dibra, Lo Yiya as the second Dibra. And but Rabbi Forman then looked at the Mechilta and took the license on Mechilta, because what the Mechilta did was said that there are Hey Aluchot Zeh veHey Aluchot Zeh. It's the Dibrot are 5 and 5. And what the Mechilta then did was wanted to compare the first Dibra, the first on the column on the right, to the first to the top on the column on the left, and wanted to compare Anochi to Lo Tirtzach. And it says Ksiv Anochi Hashem Elokecha uchnegdo Lo Tirtzach. So it drew a horizontal line between the top Lo Anochi on the right to the top of Lo Tirtzach on the left, Luach, and it said Magid Akasov Shokomi Sheshofech Dam Malalav Akasov Kilu Ma'abid Mus Hamelach. That if you kill a person who's made in the created in the Tzelem Elokim, so you're somehow diminishing the Elokut in this world, and that's and that was the comparison between 1 and 5. Very easily, if you took 1 and 6. I apologize. If you took 2 and 7, that is a classic comparison in Tanakh, where Lo Yelecha Elokim Echorim Alpanai, if you believed in another Avodah Zorah, that was compared to adultery, and that's why Lo Sinaf would be on the left-hand side. So Rabbi Forman said, you see that there's one you see that the right-hand side was talking about relationship, vertical relationships, relationships that you had between you and your creator, being it Hashem, being it your parents, while the Dibros on the left-hand side, the left Luchos, would be horizontal relationships. So but if you took one, according to him, and I wrote a chart here on the source sheet, if you took that first principle of, let's say, you don't want your friend around, you wanted to do away with your friend, so that principle in horizontal relationships on the left-hand side said, lo tirtzach, no, you can't kill your friend. If you wanted to do away with Hashem, well, you can't kill Hashem, so what do you do with, you can't, you just ignore him, you could become an atheist, so that, you know, that would be violating Anoch Hashem Elokecha. So the same principle, if you wanted to do away with others, your friend in horizontal relationships, or Hashem in vertical relationships, those are two expressions of one principle of, you know, don't do away with others. That's the same thing, that one principle of don't betray relationships, that gets expressed, you know, two different ways. In vertical relationships, that says lo yelecha lokim acherim and avodah zarah, but in horizontal relationships, it gets expressed below tinaf, don't commit adultery. So he continues on with the third, fourth, and fifth. So the lo signov, you know, is kidnapping. So I can steal objects from a person, but I can violate the whole person. That would be kidnapping, violating that, you know, that person. And somehow he's saying violating Hashem is violating, it's a little difficult for me, but look, the name of Hashem, because you can't violate Hashem, so violating his name, that was lo tisa Hashem Hashem lachav. And then we know, the next one was a little easier, because we know Hashem creating the world, you know, Shabbos is being made, that Hashem created, giving testimony, that Hashem created the world in 6 days, so and then seventh day he rested. So you're giving truthful testimony when you observe Shabbos, and therefore on the horizontal relationship, it's saying also in, you know, you should also, you know, safeguard the truth and don't be an eight sheker. And that's how that principle would express itself in Ben Odom Lechavero. The last one, how Kabeda Tavicha matches up with Losach mode. So according to Rav Forman, he explained that what is at the root of the jealousy of that you're jealous of your neighbor's house, his wife, his car. So in a sense is that you're not happy with yourself, and you feel that if I had his car, I'd be more like my neighbor, and I'd be more like in his life, and then I'd be more happier. And so he wanted, maybe with Kabeda Tavicha, some of the root of giving cover to your parents is like you're thanking them for the life that they gave you, and you would violate Kabeda Tavicha, meaning if you're not happy of who you are, and you're not happy with what you're, you know, then you wouldn't be possibly being mechabed your parents, because you're not happy with what they gave you. So not being happy with how you are, you would violate in vertical relationships of, you wouldn't appreciate your parents, and not happy with what you are and trying to be someone else is maybe at the root of losach mode. So you're saying don't do away with, you know, maybe your self, that was the principle, and then it expressed itself vertically or horizontally, vertically as Kabeda Tavicha Vetimecha, and horizontally as Losach Mod. What he then did was take those five principles, and he thought that really what it means, all those things it means, is that you know, respect the Tzelem Elokim in the other, and don't treat the other as an object, but respect them. And he thought that was what Hillel was saying to the Ger, who wanted to maybe understand the essence of Torah on one foot. And when Hillel said it in that negative, said it as what is hateful to you, don't do to others, that was really the distillation of these five principles of respect the Tzelem Elokim in people, in yourself and in others. And really, maybe then we're seeing that one principle with, you know, what Hillel said is the basis of the whole Torah. Maybe we can also see that one principle when you distill those five main principles down to that one principle. It's the same principle that Hillel was telling the Ger, and maybe so encapsulated in the Seres Hadibros really is the essence, according to Hillel, possibly of all of Yahadus. What I wanted to continue now onto was the Shir by Rav Yoel Ben Nun. And for this, I just have to look at my source sheet for a second, because I expanded it. Here, I wrote down, so Rav Yoel was focusing again that these are also the Luchot HaBrit, and he thought that when there's a Brit between Am Yisrael and Hashem, he saw the number 12, and also being that 12 being divided to 6 and 6, he saw that coming up over and over again. So he saw that the most obvious, I thought, was if you looked at the brachos and klos at Har Grizim and Har Eival, when you had that Brit, when Klal Yisrael entered into that whole ceremony, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, so there you had actually 12 klalos and 12 brachos, and you had Klal Yisrael divided 6 and 6. So you had that number 12 again divided it up 6 and 6 when they were performing that Brit upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Rav Eichelon pointed out that if you look in Nehemiah Perek Chet, where Ezra is standing up and reading from a Sefer Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, and in effect is reenacting and reestablishing this Brit between Am Yisrael and Hashem, he has, the pasuk says, six people standing on his right and six people standing on his left. So symbolically, again, you're getting that number 12 and divided up in 6 and 6. Well, when you are reenacting a Brit. So he had other point. I mean, you have it at the foot of Har Sinai at the end of Mishpatim. You have the Mizbeach made up of the 12 stones. And again, I guess this Brit is with Klal Yisrael, and you have the Shiftei Kav 12. So I'm not surprised that this number 12 comes up. He thought, and a little bit can't explain it so clearly, but he thought there must be something to it, because you know, right in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, besides the menorah, there's also the Shulchan. The Shulchan has the Lechem upon him, so it's right in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Tzura of the Lechem upon him is actually two rows, 6 and 6. So again, you have the 12 Lechem upon him divided 6 and 6, staying always Tamid in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How that exactly represents a bris, I'm not exactly sure. And then was there another one? Oh yeah, he mentioned the on the Kohen Gadol, when he attached the Choshen to his ephod, so there were two stones on his shoulders. On each stone were written six Shvatim and then six Shvatim. So again, how that represents a Brit, I'm not exactly sure, but you see this number 12 divided up to 6 and 6 often. So what Rav Yoel then did was that he looked at the Seres of Dibros, and this is the Divrei HaBrit, and he said, do we see 6 and 6? And he did. He took, if you looked at it a little bit more clearly on my source sheet, it said he thought the word lo was coming up, was what the divided up six dibrot on the right and six dibrot on the left. So if you had the pasuk starting at lo yelecha, that starts on the right, lo tasilcha pesel is on the right, lo tishtachavelahem is on the right, lo ta'avdeim, lo tisa shem Hashem, lashav is on the right, and lo tasek komolacha. So therefore you have six on the right. The six on the left would be lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo tanebarecha echake, lo tachmod, and then the second lo tachmod. So you have 6 and 6 divided up with the lows. How did he get five dibrot and five dibrot? You know, how did you get to the number 10 of Aseret Dibros? So there he said, if you looked in the parsha, so you see the phrase of Hashem Elokecha comes up five different times. Four of them I put into this middle column, as you'll see, which he calls the Chelek HaEmuni, which I'll try to explain. It's a little more difficult when you're just listening to a shir and not seeing it on the source sheet, but I'll try to do my best. But one of the Hashem Elokechas is off to the right. But there he thought that Hashem Elokechas, those five, is what divided up the Dibrot. And what he said was, is that he thought, he called these statements, certain statements in the Aseret HaDibros were theological statements, statements of faith. So how it flowed according to Rav Yoel ben Nun, he thought like this. He says, it starts off with a chelek emuni. It starts off, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, and that's that first Hashem Elokecha, so this is the beginning of the first Dibra, Asher Otzeiska Meretz Yisrael Beis Avadim. Then it moved over to Lo yelecha Elokim Echonim al panai, that was said, and then it was repeated. Like the people, it's like, you know, could repeat that. And it said, Lo taselecha pesel, and it was repeated. Lo tishtachabelahem, it was repeated. Lo ta'avdeim, and it was repeated. Then it goes back into my middle column of this Chelek Emuni, where it says, Ki anochi Hashem Elokecha, and it talks about the different attributes of Hashem and His relationship with Klal Yisrael. I'm a Kel Kanam, Poked Avon Avot, I'm Oseh Chesed, Lo Avai, so that was again the Chelek Emuni, and what he felt was that these Chelek Emuni was there to strengthen the framework of these prohibitions that were these six prohibitions on the right hand side. So you had these six lows, these six lavim on the right hand side of the luchos, and you have supporting them these chelik emuni in the middle, which will give support to these lavim. Because then it went lotisa shemesh hamakach hashav, and then again you got to the middle part. In Chelek Emuni of Kilo Yenakeh et Eis Asher Yisrael Shmo Lashav, and then continue with Zachor is still the Chelek Emuni. Then it goes Lo Taser on the right, and then again it goes the Chelek Emuni at the end of Kishesh Yamim. I'm sure it's hard if you're just listening. I highlighted it on a source sheet, and hopefully, if it's ever up online, you would have access to the short source sheet. Also, but he pointed that the word ki mentioned three times in this Chelek Emuni was giving the support to the six lows on the right. And then what he said was, then the Torah continues of Lo Sirtzach. And the absolute, and then what happens here is there is no Chelek Emuni. There is no, it's just silent. There, you had five dibrot of these Hashem Elokechas and these Chelek Emuni giving support to to the lavim on the right. But when you came to the lavim on the left, Ben Adam Lechavero, and you said Lo Sirtzach, silence. You don't, it was in a sense, it was five silent dibrot on the left, because you don't need a support, an emuni, and a theological support to support the love of Lo Sirtzach and Lo Sinaf. So in it was almost, according to Rav Nun, you had these five dibrot divided by the Hashem Elokecha and the Chelek Emuni giving support to the right hand side, but you had almost five silent dibrot on the left, because Lo Sirtzach and Lo Sinaf and all the rest did not need that Chelek Emuni, did not need that theological support. They can stand on their own. So that was the point of Rav Yoel ben Nun Shir. Again, it was 6 and 6. Because, you know, not adding up to a number of 12, and that, because he thought that was important in the any time there was a Brit, and of course this is the Luach HaBrit, and then he saw that there was some theologic, the Dibrot, which was Shem Elokecha, and the reasons, ki and ki, supported the six on the right, but there was no need to support the six on the left. I brought down on the next page an Ashlich who was born in, I looked it up, in the early 1508 in Turkey, and then moved to Tzfat. So this is Ashlich on Shmot Perek Chaf. And there I just thought it was an interesting idea that he compared the Aseret HaDibros to, we know, the Esa Ma'amarot Shabahem Nivra HaOlam, that the world was created with 10 statements. And here on Aseret HaDibros you have 10 statements. And he wants to compare. So some are, you know, Anochi Hashem is compared to Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. And, you know, so I can understand some of them. Some of them I have a little bit more trouble. Why is Kabeira Tavicha to the command of Tatshei Haaretz? And have a little bit of trouble. But if that interests you, you can look in the Ashlich. I mean, from a conceptual point, I like it a lot. I mean, if we say that the whole purpose of the world, you know, or Hashem actually looked in the Torah and created a world, you know, Snakla Baraisa of Bari Olam. So you can then say that, you know, that he looked into the Torah, you know, and then created based on that Eser Ma'amaro to create the world, or the purpose of the world is based on Torah. So that theologically I like it, although, you know, technically I found some of those comparisons between the Ma'amarot and the Dibrot I had a little difficulty with, but you can look at that if you were interested. Lastly, I wanted to discuss a shir that I saw by Rav Yehuda Rock, again on the Gush website in Parshas Yisro. And what he did was take look at the flow of the Torah. And when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, which is Perek Yudtet, and he looks and he says they didn't, Moshe didn't get the Luchos till 12 Perekim later, till Perek Lamed Aleph, where it then says in Lamed Aleph, Vayitena Moshe Kelchalato Ledeberi Tova Har Sinai, Shnei Luchot Ha'idut, Luchot Evan, Ketuvim Be'etzva Elokim. So what he then thought was that spread out over those 12 Perekim are Esed Dibrot, which he went on to explain as follows, when they came to Har Sinai, so the first thing that was there was a proposition. Hashem then says, "Vatayim shemot tishmu b'koli yishmartem et briti v'yetem li sugula mikol amim ki li kol haaretz v'atem tiulim amleches konem v'goy kadosh eila hadverim asher tedaber el bnei Yisrael." So there is a proposition going on. He's asking Klal Yisrael, "Will you accept these, this Torah and be for me amleches konem and a goy kadosh and you'll be an am sugula?" So that was the first dibra, and actually you have the words of Eila Hadvarim Asher Tedaber El Bnei Yisrael. So you have the words of that Shorash Dalet Bet Reish. So he called that whole proposition, that whole utterance from Hashem to Klal Yisrael was the, in essence, the first dibra. Then what he said was the second dibra was what we classically call the Aseret Dibros from Anochi to Losach mode. That whole portion was what we heard directly according to him from Hashem. I know there are two, did you only hear two dibros from Hashem? Did you hear all 10 dibros from Hashem? But if you took that, you heard all 10 dibros from Hashem, so he looks from Anochi to Losach mode, those 10 is what you heard directly from Hashem, so that's the content of this bris, and that would be the dibra number 2. But then the people were afraid, and they asked to hear it from Moshe, and then Moshe then says, goes, Vayom Hashem Moshe. This is another, Hashem talking to Moshe, Kosamar al Bnei Yisrael, and it finishes up Yisro, and it goes on to all of Parshas Mishpatim. What he called that, all that, he thought was the third Dibra, because this is the content of the Brit, but again, not that we heard directly from Hashem, but we were afraid, and then we heard this from Moshe. What he then goes on, at the end of Mishpatim, it says, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Alei Alei Hahara, and Moshe goes up to Har Sinai. There, while he's up on Har Sinai, he gets Parshas Truma, according to this flow of the text. Then Parshas Tzitzaveh, or everything about all the laws about the Mishkan, and the very beginning of Kitisa. So Truma, Tzitzaveh, and the beginning of Kitisa all talk about the Mishkan. According to Rav Yehuda Rak, this was Dibrot 4 through 9. In this time, we're showing how we can, different utterances by Hashem, how we can maintain this relationship. First Dibra was the proposal of the relationship. The second, Anochi Tilo Sachmod, was the content that we heard from Hashem. The third was the content that we heard from Moshe, meaning Parshas Mishpatim. Fourth through ninth was how we can continue, especially if you held it like the Ramban, that the Mishkan was the continuation of Maamid Har Sinai, and the, and how we can have Hashem's Shechina amongst us. So that's again the continuation of this bris. And so those utterances relating to the Mishkan and Truma, Tzitzaveh, and Parshat Kitisa were utterances 4 through 9, were the Dibros 4 through 9 to maintain this bris. The last thing, right after that, comes the statement by Hashem, by Yom Hashem Moshe, about Shabbos. And we know that Shabbos is an os, he, beiniu veinechem, and it finishes off with Vishomru b'nei Yisrael Shabbat, lasot Shabbat ledorsam brit olam. So again, it mentions the Brit. So it started off in the proposal Shmartem et HaBrit. It ends by Shabbos again mentioning Brit. So he thought the Aseret HaDibros possibly can be these 12 Prokem from the time they came to Har Sinai to the end of this paragraph on Shema, which begins and ends with Brit. So there were 10 utterances which either proposed the bris, gave the content of the bris, mentioned the Mishkan, how you can maintain this bris, and then symbolically Shabbos again, which represents this bris. All those were the Aseret HaDibros, because then right after Shabbos, it comes to the Pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph, Vayitein el Moshe Kachalato Ledaberi Toba Har Sinai Shnei Luchot HaEdut. That's when he got the Luchos. So then the question would be, but wait a second, we have the Luchos Aseres HaDibros, we had those concept of only Anochi Telosach mode. So I guess you would answer for Rav Rak, you would say that, yeah, okay, so the Aseres HaDibros, even though it spanned these 12 prakim, what was represented on the Luchos was really, in his essence, was only Dibra number 2, but Dibra number 2 was really the most important, because it was the content. It was the content that we heard from Hashem directly, so that was represented on the Luchos that Hashem gave to Moshe. So that's, but if you looked largely at the Aseres HaDibros, it might be all encompassing all the statements of the Bris over those 12 prakim, but on the Luchos, what was represented maybe was the climax of that thing, of the content of the Bris, which was the content of the Bris that we heard directly from Hashem, that was Anochi to Losach mode. So just to sum up, we mentioned that the term Aseres HaDvarim is mentioned 3 times in Chumash. We saw that the Sefer Chinuch had 14 mitzvos when he was looking through Anochi to Losach mode. We saw, how do you fit the 14 into 10? We saw 3 different traditions in terms of Tam Elyon took Anochi as 1 and Lo Yiyah as number 2, and within the second of Lo Yiyah added the 3 mitzvos of Lo Tasel Lecha Pesel and Lo Tishtach Avelahem and Lo Ta'avdeim. We saw the Tam Tachton actually put the first 2 together, Anochi, Hashem Elokecha, Sheyotzeis Gemeretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avedim, Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elokim Echim Al Panai. All that was just 1 pasuk in the Tam Tachton, according to, again, the Musada Rav Kook edition, which according to Rav Mordechai Broi was the more exact tradition. And so there you had maybe faith-based put together, and then followed in the second Dibra of those added 3 lavim of Lo Ta'aseh Lecha Pesel, Lo Tishtach Avelahem, and Lo Ta'avdeim. That's how that was broken up. And then we saw Ptuchos and Stumos were actually broken up, all 5 of these mitzvos, all the way from Anochi, Lo Yiyeh Lecha, and the added 3 mitzvos for Olavim, and plus all those faith-based statements of describing the Brit and describing Hashem's relationship with us, of Akel Kana and Osa Chesed, all that was 1 paragraph when you looked in a Sefer Torah, and then you would only have 9 dibros, so therefore, according to that breakdown of Ptuchos and Stumot, if you looked in a Sefer Torah, they actually break Losach mode into 2 paragraphs. Then we had Rav Forman's based on a Mechilta, where you can start looking horizontally and compare 1 and 6, and we saw how Rabbi Forman said those 5 principles expressed either vertically or horizontally, and then his idea that possibly those 5 can even distill down to the 1 statement of Hillel Ager, what is hateful to you, don't do others, respect the Tzelem Elokim in people. And then we saw Rabbi Yoel ben Nun, again, concerned, thinking about whenever a Brit maybe possibly is with Hashem and Am Yisrael, you see the number 12 and 6, he was focusing on the word lo, and that divided 6 lows on the right-hand side and 6 lows on the left-hand side, followed in the middle with these chelek ha-emuni. The chelek ha-emuni supported the right-hand side, but there was no reason for the chelek ha-emuni actually to support the ben adam l'chavero, the left-hand side, and it was the chelek ha-emuni of 5 times mentioning Hashem Elokecha, that's where maybe the 5 dibrot on the right came from, and then there will be 5 silent dibrot on the left. And lastly, we mentioned something about the Ashlich, comparing Aseres HaDibros to the creation, the Mamarot that created the world. And then lastly, we finished with an idea of Rabbi Yehuda Rak, where the Aseres HaDibros were actually statements from Hashem, from the proposal to the content, to the Mishkan, statements of how we can continue this relation to Shabbos. Within those are the Aseres HaDibros, but represented on the Luchos would be just that one Dibra, which was Anochi to Losach mode, of the content that we heard from Hashem. Everyone have a good Shavuos.